True Protestants, I pray you do draw near unto this ditty, lend attentive ear. The lines are new, although the subject's old. Likewise it is as true as e'er was told. When James the First in England reigned king, under his royal, gracious, princely wing, religion flourished both in court and town, which wretched Romans strove to trample down. To their old plotting trade they straight did go, to prove three kingdoms' final overthrow. A plot contrived by Catholics alone, the like before or since was never known. Rome's council did together often meet, for to contrive which way they might complete this bloody treason which they took in hand against the king and heads of all the land. At length these wretched Romans all agree which way to make the king and nation bleed. By powder all agree with joint consent to blow up both the king and parliament. For to keep secret this their villainy, by solemn oaths they one another tie, nay, farther being void of grace and shame, each took the sacrament upon the same. Their treason wrapped in this black mantle then, secure and safe from all the eyes of men, they did not fear but by one fatal blow to prove the church and kingdom's overthrow. Catesby with all the other Romish crew this powder plot did eagerly pursue. Yet after all their mighty cost and care, their own feet soon was taken in the snare. Under the house of the great parliament, this Romish den and devils by consent, the hellish powder plot they formed there, in hopes to send all flying in the air. Barrels of powder privately conveyed, billets and bars of iron too was laid, to tear up all before them as they flew, a black invention by this dismal crew. And with the fatal blow all must have flown, the gracious king upon his royal throne, his gracious queen, likewise their princely heir, all must have died and perished that was there. The house of noble lords of high degree, by this unheard of bloody tragedy, their limbs in sunder straight would have been tore, and filled the air with noble bloody gore. The worthy learned judges grave and sage, the commons too all must have felt Rome's rage, had not the Lord of Love stepped in between. Oh, what a dismal slaughter had there been. The king, the queen, and barons of the land, the judges, gentry, did together stand. On ruin's brink, while Rome the blow should give, they'd but the burning of a match to live. But that great God that sits in heaven high, he did behold their bloody treachery. He made their own handwriting soon betray the work which they had plotted many a day. The Lord in mercy did his wisdom send unto the king his people to defend, which did reveal the hidden powder plot, a gracious mercy ne'er to be forgot, and brought Rome's faction unto punishment, which did the powder treason first invent. And all that ever plots, I hope God will, that the true Christian church may flourish still.